Here we go. It's Law and Gospel on this August the 16th. I'm Pastor Tom Baker. I once saw a birthday card that began its greeting with, "Everything I love in life is illegal, immoral, or fattening." Now, this birthday card was meant to be humorous, but it would be better as a catchy sermon title about the human heart's attraction to sin. I've often heard jokes that sodas and fast words are produced by diet companies. One feeds the other. The number one ingredient open to our mouths and wallets is sugar. Sin is like sugar. It is sweet to the taste. It is addictive. And it's something that our mouths are open to, as well as our wallets. It is addictive. It is in almost everything. And it gives an instant high with a kickback. Both sugar and sin are sweet to the taste. Most new parents enjoy the experience of putting a little something sweet on the tongue of an infant and watching their eyes wide open with delight. We did this once with our son, Philip. We were at a restaurant and we ordered something for him that we knew was not ice cream, but he thought it was ice cream. And when he tasted it, it was a lot of sugar, but it wasn't ice cream. And immediately, he did not like it. It's sweet on the tongue of a young child, but their eyes opened with delight. So it is with sin. It is sweet to the tongue and opens our eyes right from infancy. In Psalm 58, verse 3, the scriptures say that our propensity to sin is rooted in our very nature. Psalm 58, verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. That's Psalm 58, verse 3. We are born with a sinful nature, and we often do things that are contrary to the will of God until we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that gift changes our life. We are indeed born speaking lies. A good example in the Bible is David. He was salivating while his sinful heart looked lustfully at Bathsheba as she bathed on a roof. Now, that whole narrative was written for our instruction. Romans 15:4. And we certainly need it. The scriptures say that every one of us is drawn away by our lust. James 1:14. The Bible speaks of us as having eyes full of adultery, as loving darkness more than light, and as drinking sin like we drink water. Both are addictive. Sin is addictive. If we serve it, Jesus said, we become a slave to it. John 8:34. How often pastors learn that their members are addictive to pornography, drunkenness, greed, anger, hatred, jealousy. These are all hard taskmasters that we often don't live up. That's why pastors say we must guard our hearts and walk in fear of the Lord, knowing that his eye is in every place, beholding the evil and the good, and the evil that will bring every work into judgment. But these are secret things that we believe other people are unaware of. The trouble is, we learn that God is omniscient. He knows what things are secret, and he knows our sinful nature. We cannot hide anything from him, whether it's good or evil. Both are happening at all times. Sugar has found its way into much of our food, from many foods. If you are addictive or have diabetes, then there are certain foods you're not allowed to eat, from beans, from ketchup, from soft drinks, from fruit juices, sports drinks, energy drinks, breakfast cereals, granola bars, barbecue sauce, salad dressings. Why are they often bad for someone who has diabetes? Because manufacturers have adopted sugar for taste and texture and put sugar in everything. And in a world saturated with sugar and sin, it's not easy to stay away from both sin and sugar. However, stay away from it, we must, if we have certain illnesses. A Christian is someone, though, who has left Sodom, and we don't look back, because God makes us fit for the kingdom. Jesus has become sweetness for our soul. We have a new life that loves righteousness, and because of that, we have escaped the corruption that is in the world because of sin. It's not that we stop from sinning, but sin becomes less and less since we recognize it and repent of the life that we have. That's the Christian life. It's because God has given us the strength to stay away from sinness for our soul. God has given us a new nature when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a new nature of righteousness filled with the sweetness of knowing Jesus as our Savior. And we often escape the corruption that is in the world because of lust. 2 Peter 1:14, by which we have been given exceedingly and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. It's something that parents teach children by making sure they're in Bible class every Sunday, hearing sermons in church, and definitely listening to God's word. The Bible says we have received exceedingly great and precious promises, that through the promises of the Bible, you are partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. And lust is certainly in the world. It's part of society, from billboards to social media, magazines, music, television, and movies. People once stand on a scale, and in unbelief, they see they have put on a few pounds. When you check with your wife, she said the same thing. The scales were obviously faulty. So what do? We purchase new scales and find that they are faulty also, from our point of view. That's when we take a look at the Bible, and we find that from the Bible's point of view, we are in fault many times. Sometimes the truth of the Bible is hard for us to face. It's like consuming too much sugar that carries catastrophic consequences. It can cause obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. It can have a deadly kickback. So, what terrible consequences sin had for David when he saw Bathsheba. His sweet sin led to the bitterness of murder, and then to the tragic death of his own child. Despite its delight, sin will lead to the ultimate kickback. There's never a time that you sin that doesn't result in a back kickback. Terrible consequences occur for David because of that sin. The death of his child with Bathsheba. And remember, he went to the prophet and he heard from the prophet that because of his sin, not only would his sin lead to the death of his child, but it would lead to the ultimate problem of separation from God. But he repented of that sin, and it led to repentance. He learned of his sinful nature. He repented of that sin, and he was promised the gift of the forgiveness of sins. That made him thankful for God, because in his spirit, he learned that God had forgiven him. What did that mean? It meant that he would not be held responsible for that sin. How could he be held not responsible? Because God would come and die for him on the cross. And that would pay for all of his sins. That is what is meant by forgiveness in the Christian faith. And he learned of that forgiveness from God's word. And in that word, he learned the drastic kickback to sin. And it was a kickback for God. For God died for that sin. Was a kickback. It was the cross that Jesus definitely experienced. The truth of Christianity is that sin is hard to face. Consuming too much sugar carries catastrophic consequences, but so also does sin. The greatest consequence of sin was the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. He did that willingly. He did that for the sake of love from God. It was God who so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son to die for us, for our consequences. That's the message of the Christian faith, that God took upon himself the punishment of our sin. And in dying for our sin, we are saved, and heaven is our home, because not only are we forgiven, but we are taken to heaven. Not because we deserve it, but because we don't deserve it, but still observe it through the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, who died so that we will never die and live forever with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in heaven. That is the message of Christianity. Sometimes our sin leads to the ultimate kickback. It says in James 1:15, then after our illicit desire comes the forgiveness of sins. We receive faith even though we are sinners. And through that faith, we receive God's love and the forgiveness of sins. God indeed is gracious. Sin, people achieve and do because they think it promises heaven in their mind, but it will eventually deliver hell. Never let it deceive you. Keep your eyes instead on Jesus and the message of the cross. Then take your cross up daily and follow him, because sin will be daily knocking on your door. Try never to open it. We have an enemy who knows our weakness and punishes our sin. But it also punished Jesus, who died for us. That's the good news of the gospel. Share it with the world so they too can be saved and heaven becomes their home. That's the message of Christianity.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.